This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to the bumper-to-bumper fun of Match Game 07.
I am having a great time.
Here we go. We're off and running.
Off and running.
King Kong play. Said...
Hi, this Faye.
Hey! Anybody got a huge toothpick? I've got a blank stuck between my teeth.
Oh, man.
So what does the lady say?
The lady says...
I would say what was it? Faye Ray?
Yeah.
A blonde.
A person.
Yeah. A part of her body.
Vagine.
Her vagine.
King Kong said, hey, anybody got a huge toothpick? I got a blank stuck between my teeth.
Don't boo. A banana.
A banana.
Boo.
Boo, Simon.
Brett,
he
what do you say?
Braces.
Oh, he did.
I said he had a arm.
He had a arm.
He had a arm.
A arm.
Number B.
Boo.
Charles.
He was in a movie.
Yes.
So he had a movie star stuck in his chair.
Movie star? Faye Ray could have gotten stuck between.
I would imagine Charles Nelson Reilly.
Stupid queen.
From Richard.
Well, thank you, Gene. I said person.
A person.
A person.
A what? A
person. They had to be drinking before
none of them
this
could
show.
Legally drive home.
Hey, I swear to God. A person.
Come on, my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Simply Cow Teats.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow, that Joe thing is loud.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
Hi, Joe.
We're lucky enough to have British Joe as one of our panelists here on Match Game 07.
Yeah. Buck.
Ready now.
Buck Ardinger.
Second round, let's meet our contestants from Wichita, Kansas. Ah. Here's Jay. Hi there, Jay.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
And, also joining us, MEC from Joe's microphone has to be turned on. Thank you.
Hello.
Joining us from Brian, where is area code 509? I don't know one off the top of my head.
That would be Spokane, Washington.
Spokane.
All right, so it's Brian and Jay.
Brian and Spokane and Jay in Wichita. Let's play. And good luck, fellas.
Jay, do you remember who won the coin toss? Jay?
Jay?
Hello? Jay, are you there?
Jay.
Hello?
Jay?
Hold on. Jay?
Where's
Jay? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Right.
Got it. Do you remember who won the coin toss?
Yes, Rob, I won.
Right, you are. Very good. I need you to pick A or B.
A, please.
Hey!
Please.
Regis Philbin is having a great time as he broadcasts live from New Orleans. Have you seen it, Jay?
I have seen it all week, yes.
It's wild. Isn't it wild?
Wild.
Last night he was down on Bourbon Street wearing a Mardi Gras mask. Unfortunately, he was also wearing a blank. Don't answer yet, Jay. Regis Philbin is having a great time as he broadcasts live from New Orleans. Last night he was down on Bourbon Street wearing a Mardi Gras mask.
Man.
Unfortunately, he was also wearing a blank. Joe and Don are in.
I'm
Mike
in.
Buzz
is in.
I'm in.
Mike is drawing.
I mean.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Oh, Regis and your hungover partner, Kelly. Regis is having a great time in New Orleans. He was wearing a Mardi Gras mask and also wearing a blank. What do you say, Jay?
Male and depends.
Again with those?
Depends again.
Depends.
Again with depends. All right. Mm-hmm. That's the answer of the day, apparently. We hope they're a sponsor. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Don, do you have Regis Philbin's bladder-controlled garment?
I'm so close, Rob.
Well, let's see if it matches.
I said he was... No, it won't be a match. He was walking down the street with a full catheter.
Oh, not a match.
That's a good one. I like that.
Down on Bourbon Street. If I had a nickel, Mike.
I said that he was walking down Berman Street with a bra.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's a terrible.
Not
picture
a match.
Regis.
Not a good picture. Mike.
I thought it was Gelman.
Yeah, sorry about that, Joe. There. Joe likes my pictures.
How about you, Buck?
I said he was walking down with a thong.
Thong, no match.
Thong,
no. Thong in his heart.
I just matched Joe. I said thong.
Hey, no match.
Thong,
Brian. This is a great chance for you to move ahead.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
You must be very excited.
Very.
Good. Here we go. Have you heard, Brian? Have you heard? Have you heard about
doing my morning show at night?
About this,
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
Douglas, have you heard about the 60-year-old New Jersey woman who just gave birth to twins?
I did.
Yeah, she's very excited because all three of them will soon be able to share her blank. Don't answer yet, Brian.
Would you read that one again, please?
Absolutely. The 60-year-old New Jersey woman who just gave birth to twins. She's 60 years old. She's very excited because all three of them will soon be able to share her blank. Panel busily writing down.
I'm in.
Very good. I shouldn't read over Joe's shoulder. Buzzes in.
Joe's in.
Mike, you in?
I'm in. What is it? I was doing my drawing.
Okay. New Jersey woman is excited about her twins. She's 60, and pretty soon all three of them will be able to share her blank. So you draw before you answer?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm in.
A look inside the comedy mind.
You know why? He's more interested in the fact that Joe howls like a mental patient at his drawings.
That's not true.
Joe is a great audience. Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You're working on your drawing right now for him.
It's not.
Yes, you are, Mike.
It is not.
You
sweet,
are.
Sweet Buck Arden.
Your answer has the candy shell.
You know.
You know. All right, Brian.
You know.
60-year-old New Jersey woman who just gave birth to twins. She's excited. Because all three of them will soon be able to share her blank. What do you say?
Her saggy old boobs.
Her saggy old boobs. Don, do you have saggy old boobs or any variation thereon?
Well, I got to ask the judges.
All right, let's go to the
judges.
Because I
said they would be sharing her sour soy breast milk.
Judges say.
That's, I'd say yeah.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's
a match.
That's a match, Brian.
Match.
Well played. Mike, what do you have?
I said teeth. I said teeth.
That's imaginative. Yes, a very.
Now
nice
that is a rendering of the actual birth, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And remember,
that looks like something that John Hinckley would have drawn underneath a picture of Jodie Foster.
What you need to do is go to MikeOMara.com and see all of his drawings.
All my drawings.
I think we should take those pictures and auction them off on the Make-A-Wish site.
Yeah, great idea.
How about you, Joe Artinger?
I said placenta.
Ooh.
Not a
good answer, though, British Joe.
It is very good.
Thank you, Don.
How about you, Buzz?
I said they'd all be sharing diapers.
Oh, yeah.
Diapers.
No match. Brian, the score is 2-0. You lead, Jay. So, Brian, I need you to pick A or B.
A.
A.
Hey,
Brian.
We eagerly await, as a nation, we eagerly await the premiere of National Bingo Night, the first time that bingo will be televised. Advertisers expect huge ratings from the blank demographic.
I'm in.
Brian, have you seen the ads for National Bingo Night?
I have not.
I believe it's on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company, and what it is, it's bingo on television.
Okay.
The first time that bingo will be televised, advertisers expect huge ratings from the blank demographic.
I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
Joe and Buzz are in, waiting on Mike's photograph.
I'm in.
Okay, oh, very good.
I was in at the beginning.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you. Brian, National Bingo Night will bring huge numbers to the blank demographic. What do you say?
I'm going to say... females 20 to 25.
That's a demographic.
Okay. Good.
Now, Brian, I'll let you know something that works in your favor.
Yes.
We'll give you 2 years on either side in that, okay?
Oh, very good.
Very good. Don, do you have the female demographic?
No, I was trying to play. I said the Mongoloid demographic.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mongoloids 25 to 54.
Right. Mike.
I went with a specific demographic. I went with the chocolate pie demographic.
A good one.
Not a match, Joe.
I went with
Hold it. Who on the panel is talking?
That's Brian.
Brian, don't do that.
Sorry.
You should be. Joe.
I have Tourette's.
No, you see, and you're still talking. Clam up. Joe.
I said the Charlie.
Charlie demographic. Charlie with a Y. No match. And look who's in the audience. Uh-huh. It's the Crickets.
They were here before. They were here for Buzz before.
How about you, Buzz?
I said it's for the developmentally challenged demographic.
Hey, there it is.
Not a match.
I match you, though, Buzz.
And what was your answer again, Brian? Females 25-54?
Something like that.
That's a panic, brother.
Sorry.
What not?
All
what
right.
not?
If it's human waste, save some from me.
All right, Jay, your chance to charge out in front. Ready?
I'm ready.
Good. You breathe with your mouth open?
No, sometimes.
Good for you. Congratulations, Dick Cheney.
kiss the contestants, love them up like Richard Dawson did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's not a Dawson show. It's a Rayburn show. Congratulations, Dick Cheney. His lesbian daughter just gave birth to his first grandson. The vice president is thrilled and says that his grandson will be a wonderful source of blank. You a father? You a father, Jay?
Oh, no, certainly not.
No, no, but you have a grandfather.
I have one, yes.
Good for you. Probably two. Congratulations, Dick Cheney. His lesbian daughter just gave birth to his first grandson.
I'm in.
The vice president is thrilled and says that his grandson will probably be a wonderful source of blank. Don is in.
Man.
I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in.
I'm in.
All right. Oh, the panel is right. Excellent. Congratulations, Dick Cheney, Jay. His lesbian daughter.
Like you can't have a blank card. I guess you can.
I just wing it. I'm winging it.
Okay. Good.
Just like Keith Richards was saying, wing it. Wing it, Don.
Dick Cheney says that the new grandson will be a wonderful source of blank. What do you say?
A wonderful source of target practice.
Target practice. All right. Very good, because he has a gun thing going on. Don, do you have target practice?
No, I said that they said the new grandson would be
The grandson of Dick Cheney will be a wonderful source of
Troops to go to Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
I got political like Rosie.
Right on, man.
Yeah, Mike with a blank card.
I said it'd be a wonderful source of relish.
Oh, yeah, that kind of relish.
You mean like man's love.
Cheney
look
goes
at the top that I couldn't read. That was for everybody here.
I see that.
Cheney goes for that?
I don't know.
Maybe. How about you, Joe?
I'm out of cards.
I said urine-soaked diapers.
A good source for that, but not a match. And Buzz Burbank.
Look at this. I said target practice.
Oh, there you go.
Hey!
That's a match.
There's a match for you, Brian.
I'm out of blank cards.
Use the other side, Mike.
I don't want to. I got new ones.
Yay.
I got new ones that I can draw on.
All right, Brian, you got to pick A or B. This is the last round here from this game.
Brian.
Brian?
Brian.
Yes.
Brian.
A or B, please.
Now you can talk.
Okay.
A or B?
Pardon me?
Would you like A
not
or B?
Not a real good guy about following instructions, Brian.
A.
Hold.
See how the panel, you know what happened there, Brian? You lost the panel.
Mm-hmm. No, we're here with you.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you.
Well, he lost the host. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Here we go. A. Question A.
Question A.
Number A. Joe Artinger loves the environment. Am I right?
Right.
Are you right?
Yeah. He's taking his whole house and he's going green. Joe is going to do away with electricity and power his entire house with blank.
Okay.
Don't answer yet, Brian, but are you familiar with Joe Artinger?
Yes.
Yeah, he works on the program, allegedly, and he does a great British accent. Match Joe and you'll get it right because it's his house. He's doing away with... I'm sorry?
It's a great accent.
It is a great accent.
He's
and a great act.
He's doing away with...
Doing away with electricity, and he's going to power his entire house with blank. I know that Joe's in.
I'm in.
All right, panel is right. Brian, your chance to seal the deal. Joe Artinger does away with electricity and powers his entire house with...
The obvious choice would be weed.
Weed! Weed for Joe. Mm-hmm. Don, do you have Joe's sticky grass?
No, I said Joe would power his house with stupidity.
Oh, not a match. Not a match.
He knows how to harness it.
He does. Now, Mike, are you carrying?
No, I think he's going to harness his whole house with the beer power.
Oh, yeah. Good picture. Not a match. Joe, what is the ultimate, the right answer?
That's what I look like when I'm emailing. I said Miller Lite.
Yeah, that matches Mike.
Second beer.
Mike's holding up these pictures at me like, you know, this would be great if we were playing Pictionary.
Maybe we should.
Good for the radio.
How about you, Buzz?
I had beer.
Beer. Not a match. All right. No. Now, you have one, Jay. That means one will tie it and two will win it.
All right, Jay.
Are you excited?
I am primed and ready.
Then let's get it. Get her done.
This is the other guy, right? Jay.
This is Jay.
Jay. All right, Jay.
Which is Buzz's middle name.
Jay.
Daggers. All right, here we go. American Idol has finished up for the year. I'm sure you're aware of this, which means Randy can go back to producing hot songs, Simon can go back to England, and Paula can go back to blank.
I'm in.
Jay, do you watch the American Idol?
I'm in.
I have every episode.
Attaboy. It's a fine show.
And you know.
American Idol is finished up for the year, which means Randy can go back to producing hot songs, Simon can go back to England, and Paula can go back to blank. Don't answer yet, Jay. I see that Joe is in.
I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
Mike is in, and Buzz
I'm
also in.
Yeah.
Again, just to let you know what you're up against here, Jay, One will tie it, two will win it. American Idol has finished up for the year, which means Randy can go back to producing hot songs, Simon can go back to England, and Paula can go back to blank. What do you say?
My answer is rehab.
Goes back to rehab. Good answer. Mm-hmm. Very good answer. Good answer.
Vanilla answer.
Mm. Joe, I'm sorry, Don, do you have rehab?
No, I said she would go back to making yeast.
Oh, yeah. The best.
She likes baking bread.
Simply the best.
I love bread.
Not Paula's, a match.
Paula's yeast. That's
making yeast.
Try it with hummus.
That's a warm oven.
And once again, seems like I always do. Mike, I have to ask you about rehab.
Yeah, rehab. No, I said Paul will go back to whoring.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
I like those pictures. That's very nice. We'll see her down in Culver City. How about you, Joe?
I said, slurring her words.
Not a match. Your last chance to tie. What say you, Buzz?
Looky here. I said rehab.
Oh, rehab.
Yeah.
So it's a tie.
It's a tie.
I need a coin so we can flip a coin and have a winner.
Yeah, I got one. No, I got one right here.
All right, very good.
Flip
Call it
Mike.
In the air, Jay.
Jay, heads or tails?
What is it?
I threw it.
Heads or tails, Jay?
Silver Surfer, tails.
I'm sorry, it's heads.
Oh, Brian wins.
Yes.
I would have gone the other way, but Brian, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have another segment of you following instructions.
Jay, hold on.
Wait, look at it again.
This is heads, right?
Yes.
Or is it tails?
No, the other one is heads.
Oh, it's tails. I'm sorry.
Oh, that means Brian loses and Jay is going to round three.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, but weep no more, Brian, because we have a lovely parting gift for you.
Excellent.
That we'll discuss at a later date.
We'll get back to you.
All right, hold on a second. So now it's going to be Jay against Scott.
Jay versus Scott.
Jay versus Scott.
Scott.
This is exciting.
Sorry, I had trouble reading my coin. Sorry about that, Rob. I apologize.
One is the obverse, one is the reverse.
Yeah, we learned that earlier in the show.
All right, so in the next round, final match, not big money super match, final match will be Jay versus Scott.
But it's all going to end in the next break, right?
I hope so.
Happily.
Maybe it'll go so well that you'll want to go further.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We shall see.
I don't think so. Maybe we should have stopped after the first segment. No, that was good.
Yeah. I like that.
Pick it was good.
Do you want to pick a pair?
I think the next segment's going to be even better.
Yeah.
I like it to build. And hi to Pixie.
Happy Memorial Day.
You've already checked out, haven't you, mentally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Absolutely.
You know, I love that. At least you're honest about
it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You're just drawing pictures to make Joe laugh at
no,
this point.
No, look, at my answers so far, if you did a little recap here, I had whoring, beer,
Get a blank card.
And relish.
One he couldn't say.
That was my blank card. I had, men's relish.
I think my favorite moment in round two was when Mike said he was in, but he hadn't written anything on his card
but
yet.
But you like chocolate pie, didn't you? The chocolate pie demographic? Excellent. Come on, I'm doing the work.
Again, it's not the chocolate pie, it's the picture.
Yeah, but I mean, but chocolate pie was funny, too.
Yeah.
Two levels happening here.
That's right.
He's fascinating.
He's bloody well right.
That's right.
Can't argue with that.
Right. I don't know funny Joe. You do.
He does.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I'll tell you, I may not know if those pictures are funny, but I know that accent is funny.
That's right.
That is a killer British accent.
You bet your ass it is.
Thank you.
Oh, now look, Mike is whipping up something for you right now.
Drawing something for Joe.
This must be a go-to commercial picture.
Let's see what it is.
I'll bet this one, you know something? You're the only one that's going to see this.
Only Joe?
Yeah.
I bet he'll crack him up like he's just seen the latest Jim Carrey flick.
I won't look.
It worked. Okay. He laughed.
You must share it.
Huh?
Now that he's seen, you got to share it.
Yeah. It's pretty sophisticated. It's very sophisticated.
It's an
don't laugh.
It's an oven, you know?
That's right. Did I mention I'm 47 years old?
Yeah.
Very good.
Blimey.
I'm 47 years old.
Looking at Mike's picture reminds me, if you're going to drop the kids off at the school over this Memorial Day weekend.
At the pool.
I went to say at the school.
At the pool. Yeah.
You know what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
Oh, man. Dropping a lot of kids off.
Sure.
Make sure.
Those kids look hot.
Give them a snack. Give them a Baby Ruth or something.
A little Baby Ruth in the pool will be fine.
All right, Robbie, I tell you what. Let's just whittle this thing down and get this done in the next break.
Very cool. We can do that.
Okay, that's good. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.